And right around this time on Monday mornings, we give you the legal buzz with one of our Bridge legal advisors. And he also can give you a concert review because he was at the Almond Betts Band concert last night at Firefly Distillery in the Safe Sounds concert series. We say hello to our buddy David Ayler. David, how was the show last night?
The show was excellent. Obviously, we had much better weather Sunday than we did Saturday. So by the time the show went on, the band was really good. Great opening act as well, Randall Fowler. And it was, you know, they were great. I mean, seeing it was like a mini Dickie Betts on stage, you know, even though these aren't young guys anymore. They've been in the business a while, but they sounded great. Greg Allman's son, Devin, sounded amazing. Great show. As always, they really know how to put on a good show there at Firefly.
Yes, I love that facility, and that is very cool. And you've got an event coming up Wednesday night. It's called Rolling Bike Night. And, of course, people know that you work with the Riders Law Group. Motorcyclists know David Ayler is the guy to get in touch with. So tell us about Rolling Bike Night on Wednesday.
Yeah, we're pretty excited. It's great to get it started back. We had a little small one that we were kind of testing out last month up at Heroes in Goose Creek. This one is going to be at the Container Bar downtown, which, if you're not familiar with that, it's right beside Rutledge Cab Company, right off the 26, right off the Rutledge ramp. So not far at all if you're coming from the north area and if you live downtown. Container Bar is a great spot. In fact, we had a really big one there last year, Container Bar, and then that whole pandemic thing started and we didn't have any more. So we're excited to get the season started. There'll be music there, a lot of different vendors, a lot of bikers. Some people walk, some people, you know, ride in cars or Ubers. So come every way you want. We have some different types of raffles and charity giveaways that we try to support some local charities. So it'll be great. We're excited to get this season going. And as of right now, the weather for Wednesday looks great. Starts at 5 o'clock, goes till 9.
Yeah, this kind of weather is that what you want to get out there on your bike and take a ride, no doubt. So motorcyclists, you know David Ayler and the Riders Law Group, and then Rolling Bike Night this Wednesday evening at Container Bar downtown. So go out and join us. And David, I've been seeing that as more and more people are getting out and going to more bars and establishments and stuff, we're starting to see some situations. We had a situation last night, a double shooting at the King Street Cabaret downtown, and we've seen incidents where people have gotten in fights or someone has gotten injured or there's been some kind of disruption in a bar that might lead to an injury. And what about the civil liability issues for a club or a bar or restaurant when someone is actually hurt by another patron, whether it's by accident or on purpose? What's the civil liability for those establishments?
You know, there's actually a lot. Even if a person's end up not being charged, for instance, sometimes, and I don't know the specific details of this incident at the King Street Cabaret. I don't live too far from there, so I could see a lot of police presence. But, you know, you'll have times where someone, you know, anything from throwing a bottle to, of course, a gunshot, and they may not even make any criminal arrest just because they have various stories and don't have evidence. But there's still civil liability remaining for the bar in the bar or restaurant's insurance company, because if you were injured there, regardless of what the person's intention was, you were there expecting to have a safe time and, you know, not come out injured in any way. So you have to be careful with that, because a lot of times with the bars and restaurants, the last thing they want you to do is turn it over to their insurance company. And so they'll try to either, you know, brush it under the table or not really manage it the right way as far as what to do when it occurs. So you need to make sure it's documented, because absolutely, if it's a bar or restaurant, it's got to have $1 million insurance coverage. And you may have a lot of medical bills that need to be taken care of by somebody, and that's where you want to go.
That is why we have your knowledge, because that is very good to know, especially as more and more people get back out to bars and restaurants. And we hope everybody's on their best behavior, but sometimes they're not. And of course, whether you're a motorcyclist, whether you're a pedestrian, whether you're someone who's going out to a bar or restaurant, if you need some legal information, you can pick the big brain of David Ayler and the David Ayler Law Firm. How can they get in touch with you, buddy?
Easiest way is my 24/7 number, 744-4444.
David, hey, good to talk to you, and I'm glad you had a good time last night at the Almond Betts Band, and have a great Rolling Bike Night on Wednesday.
Absolutely. Hope anybody come out if you can. Container Bar. Have a good one, Richard.
Excellent. You too, buddy. There goes David Ayler and the David Ayler Law Firm. And one other thing I'll throw at you, too. You might remember on Friday the massive traffic on 526. Well, the contractor for that was fined $100,000 because it went on much, much later than it was supposed to and caused massive traffic problems for hours on Friday. So they got fined. That's good news. And that is your legal buzz.